Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. This is the West Side of Home podcast, and I'm Dave Stymers, and we have pretty much made it. Maybe by the time you're listening to this, you have made it to Thanksgiving weekend, and I'm hoping you're going to have an awesome time celebrating. Today, I want to share with you three things that will ruin Thanksgiving, and then one that'll make it awesome. And I hope it'll just help you maybe avoid some pitfalls, but to maximize your celebration, to really enjoy Thanksgiving, and not just Thanksgiving, because this could work on any day, any weekend, any holiday, but a way just to really enjoy all that God has blessed us with and to get rid of some of the other stuff. So are you ready to dive in? Three things that will ruin Thanksgiving. Number one, distraction. Distraction will kill your Thanksgiving. So I am going to encourage you to disconnect this weekend. At some point, maybe there's a day or a couple days or the full weekend where you'll turn off your phone, where if you're not working, then you won't work. This is one of my pitfalls. Checking email when you're not working. All of a sudden, when you do that, you're back at work. In your head, you're back at work. Maybe somebody's emailed you something that is not great news, or just something that needs to get done, or it's just something that reminds you of work that you have to do. If you have the privilege of having even a little bit of time off this weekend, disconnect. Disconnect from news. Have you ever noticed, I don't know if anybody listens to like talk radio, the news station, but have you ever noticed that there's always breaking news? There's always something breaking. And it just reminds us of all the brokenness. So here's just a little tip. 2020, there's a ton of bad news. And by the way, news, their whole thing, they can't just say, hey, today is a peaceful day in the world, so enjoy. They need to remind you that there's things that are happening that are not so good to try and get your attention so that you'll listen. And then we sometimes, though, we listen to all these things, we read all these things, and we wonder why we get worked up or we're not at peace or all of a sudden our mind is going in a whole bunch of different directions because we're always listening to the breaking news. We're always on our newsfeed. There's always something happening. There's always something to worry about. So number one thing that can ruin Thanksgiving is distraction. Always checking the phone, always checking the news, always checking email, always onto something. Take some time where you're just totally disconnected. Don't be distracted. Don't miss the moment for all the other things that might be happening in the world. You don't have to worry about all that stuff. Second thing that can ruin Thanksgiving is comparison. So for some of us, our bent is when we do something that's enjoyable, we have to share it on social media because we're looking at everybody else and what they're doing and we're kind of comparing, oh, what are you guys doing this weekend? And we want to have the perfect family with the most well-behaved kids on the best hike with the most perfect scenery so that we can snap the picture and show everybody else, wow, look at how great everything is. And there's nothing wrong if you want to share some of your fun things on social media. But we often, many of us, we get drawn into this game of comparing. And we see everybody else, they're the most adventurous and well-rested and fun and cultured and well-rounded people doing all these amazing things with all these great pictures, and we feel like, oh, I'm going to post one. Or maybe it's like, this is the first weekend in 8 weeks that we've done anything fun. I got to put it out there for everybody to see, and hopefully they'll like it. And, you know, here's the cool things that we're doing. Okay, and listen, it's fine to post some stuff. Nobody's mad at you for that. And I might post some stuff this weekend too. Who knows? But I wonder if, what if there's some things for you or for you and your family, you and your significant other that maybe are just for you. And maybe even this weekend, part of your celebration, instead of trying to have the most fun, the best food, the greatest thing to share, maybe some of those experiences, you just need to have them for you to enjoy. Not in comparison to everybody else and not to put it out for them to compare, but maybe you'll just choose some things. Again, there might be some fun stuff you post. Go ahead. But maybe there'll be some things that you choose to say, this is just to be enjoyed. And it's just for us. It's not to share with everybody. It's not to try and get a whole bunch of likes. It's not to go next to everybody else's. This is just our time, our moment, our celebration. And pick those carefully and just enjoy them. Number three, third thing that could ruin Thanksgiving, hurry. Dallas Willard had a great quote. He wrote that we need to ruthlessly eliminate hurry from our lives, that hurry steals so much of our peace and our joy. We always have to be on to the next thing. We're always a little bit late. We're always pushing our kids to hurry, 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 hurry. And then we just miss out on that slow, peaceful, restful pace of life. This Thanksgiving might be the perfect time to do this, to just avoid hurry, not only externally, but internally, because this might be the year where you're not doing a ton of extended family stuff or big group stuff or going dinner to dinner to dinner. Maybe some of the restrictions that we have to keep things small and to shut down some of the normal busyness we might have might be a great reminder to just go slow, to schedule in margin, to schedule in naps, to schedule in times with your family where you're not running from activity to activity, but instead you can just enjoy each other. You can just slow down. You can have margin time where things that you didn't plan might spontaneously be able to happen because you've planned in that margin, that time where you just allow things to happen that are maybe unplanned, to rest and just relax. So three things to really avoid this Thanksgiving, but maybe any time that you're celebrating, relaxing, resting: distraction, comparison, and hurry. And then one thing that can make it awesome. Here it is. Savor the moment. This present moment that you have, to sit and to look around, and maybe it's just looking around at your home and being grateful for what you have. Maybe it's your significant other, or if you have the opportunity with family, even just your immediate family or somebody really close that's in your bubble or whatever, and just be so thankful for the people, for the relationships, for what they bring into your life. Savor it. In nature, what a beautiful time if you can get out anywhere and just see maybe some beautiful leaves changing color. Hopefully we get a nice day or two where you can just go somewhere and savor the beauty that is all around us. See, not long ago, I was doing research for a sermon and talked a little bit about how our brains are wired for negative things, negative stimuli that maybe are perceived as a threat. It imprints on our brain almost immediately. And a lot of scientists think that's part of our brain's protective mechanism, that if there's something that's threatening or bad that we need to pay attention to, it just seems to grab onto those things and hold them really, really, really quickly. And yet positive things, just enjoyable things that we might be thankful for or really enjoy, take something like 15 seconds to really make the same kind of imprint that leads to, you know, those positive emotions, which means for the things that we're really thankful for, grateful for, the blessings that we want to absorb, we need to spend more time savoring them so they make an impression on our brain, sink down deep into who we are, so we can really enjoy it. So this Thanksgiving, I know we always talk about, it's almost, you know, it becomes a little bit hokey. Oh, it's Thanksgiving, so we got. What are you thankful for? Listen, stop and savor some of the things, the blessings in your life. These are the blessings of God, the people, the beauty, the food, your home. Savor them. The blessings of God, and really, really enjoy. So I hope that you have an incredible time, whatever you're doing, however you're going to celebrate this Thanksgiving. God bless you.